Hey, now.
Is that as deep as you can go?
Pretty much.
Just give me your deepest voice.
Hey, now.
Your turn to yours.
Hey, now.
Wow.
Hey, now.
And that seems effortless.
Yeah, I'm
a natural baritone.
What is it?
Baritone.
Baritone. Hello,
sounds really good.
Everybody.
Yes.
Well,
that's fun.
This is episode
like ASMR sort of
475, and it's especially special because we're also recording the video version, and we are going to put it on our patreon.com/braincandy because there were some stories that I have to talk about that require an image for people to look at. So
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yes.
How are you today, man?
Oh, I'm doing well. Not too much to complain about this week. Did have to go to a government office recently because my mom is trying to get residency. She's getting residency in Costa Rica, and I had to take a bunch of forms to get apostilled, which I didn't know was a thing. I think that's how you say it. And basically, it's like you take official documents, and then you have to take them to this government agency, and then they like check that it's like legit, and then they stamp it, and then you can send it off to the Costa Rican government.
Okay.
Sus. It took me 3 days, and I spent a grand total of 11 hours at this place.
What was the place?
It is the Secretary of the State office in downtown LA, basically like where you go to get any kind of like services, which means it's dead smack in the middle of Skid Row. So it's like, it feels like it's a very energy draining kind of,
right?
I mean, at least for me, like
even the DMV
like, oh
is like that. Let's face it.
Yes. Even like, and just like, you just, it just feels like, oh God, this is just a tough place to be.
And
right,
why are the workers always mad?
Well, this is what I have to complain about. So I stand in line, and they have a great system, thank goodness, where it's all social distancing. So I felt very safe, which is good.
Yeah.
And I wait in line. The place opens at 10. I get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and even getting there 2 hours early, because I went there one day. I went there on Friday, and I got there. My mom said, get there at 8:45 because it opens at 9. Well, no, with new hours, it opens at 10, but I got there at 8:45 anyway. I waited in line. I had a client at 11. I was
I gotta go.
This isn't working. So I had to jet out of there at like 10:15 or
and
whatever to make it home.
And there's just tons of people there hours before?
Tons of people. Yeah. And so Monday I was like, okay, I got to get there early. So I get there at 8 a.m. when it opens at 10. I wait. Even getting there, I was 46th in line. They give you a little number. 46th in line, and I got there 2 hours early. So I ended up seeing them. I got there at 8. I ended up getting it to the office, like to see an actual person at 12:30. Then they looked through all my forms. I'm like, everything's great. Meanwhile, this has taken me like 6 months, me and my mom. It's taken us like months to put together because you have to like request the documents and then they have to send them from like another county and blah, blah,
right.
blah.
It is a production.
And it's like a nightmare and everything has to be notarized. And so she had a document coming from San Mateo. They couldn't read the signature of the person who notarized it.
Come on.
So they said, we're going to have to send this out. It'll take probably 24 to 48 hours, blah, blah, blah. But, it, you know, the guy was like, I'll hold on to it. I'll follow up with you. I'll take your number and I'll call you. Okay, great, fine. I wait. No call, 24 hours. I'm like, I have to do this because my mom needs these documents like by a certain date. This is like the last day I can go. So I go to the office and thank God they told me like, I don't have to wait in line again. So I go to the front and I talk to them. I'm like, yeah, hi, I was here, you know, yesterday, and they told me that they were waiting on one of these documents. Look, I have this other form that could help you, like, get his name, blah, 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 blah. And they go, we don't have that document. I'm like, I think that you do. And she's like, no, we don't keep. Yeah, and I was like, we don't keep any of those documents. I'm like, ah. I was talking to the guy yesterday.
It's the worst because you know that you're probably not going to be believed.
I know.
Which is a trigger for you.
Also, thank you, Susie. Oh, you always see me. There's a a wall of people who are who have been, you know, helped, and they're waiting for like their envelopes. So there's like an audience of people who are listening to me go, no, I did. I promise you, like, this is, I understand what you're saying, but this is the packet that I came in here with. I pulled all these papers out. There's one missing and you guys have it. And she's like, no, we don't. So I kept fighting back. And then finally I was like, that woman was helping me before. And then she was like, then this other woman in the back comes out and she's like, yeah, I don't think we have that. I'm like, you really do. Is there, oh, like, who can we talk to? Because I was like, I don't know. It, could it be on this? And I just stood there because I was like, okay, maybe if I just stand there, they'll eventually go talk to the supervisor or something. Thank God she did. She went and talked to the supervisor, went and got the guy, I guess, like, went in the back for like 15 minutes. The guy who helped me yesterday was on his lunch break, I guess. He comes back in. He goes, oh, yeah, it's right here. Pulls it off his desk. Susie, this is the part that pissed me off. Do you think even one person said, I'm sorry, said Matt? I was like, oh, so you, and I was trying to like give him the like, you know, oh, so you did have it. Oh, okay, good. Thank God. Nothing. And I was just like, okay, Sarah, just, it's fine. Just know in your heart that it's okay that you are right. Know and that I could, I,
that's
I was
not
just
enough
like,
for me. I'm a big fan of people just taking responsibility. Just say
just
it.
All they need to be like, oh my God, I'm so I'm sorry, ma'am. We didn't see, or I would have even taken
anything.
Man at that point, you know, I wouldn't have even been mad about that, you know? Oh God.
I'm
but
so sorry.
I was just like, oh my God.
I
so I leave
pain.
That. And then on my way home, I'm like, oh, I'll stop off at IKEA because I got a curtain rod from IKEA. It's missing a stupid plastic end on the tip that didn't come in the box, so I can't screw the finial on. All I need is the missing piece. I go to IKEA. They have this whole new system for like exchanges and returns and all those parts where you have to do a QR code and you have to like scan the QR code and then wait in line. I did that. Thank you, ma'am. You are 26th in line. I waited for 36 minutes. After 36 minutes, I was like, I can't wait this long for a part. And also, it was a day where it was 91 degrees in Southern California in the middle of November. What the hell is going on there? And I'm like in a sweater, which is the wrong thing to wear. We're waiting outside in the boiling hot sun. I'm like, I gotta go. This is crazy. I go home. I am home for 2+ hours, and I get a text that says,
no.
And this is the best part. This is what the text says. Voila, you're up next in line. Voila felt like a slap in the fucking face after 3 hours. I told Ren, and Ren's like, oh, you have to tell this on the podcast.
How is anyone staying that long?
Oh my God, there was another moment. So everybody is pissed off about this. Oh, I'm on a swivel. So all
I like
of a sudden,
it.
My camera turned.
Wow. This
so
video
everybody's like super
wild.
Pissed off in line. This one total Karen is like, I'm over this. Goes into the office and like cuts the line, and she starts talking to them. They help her.
Right.
Then she comes out and she talks to me, and she's like, you should just go in
this
and talk
is what
to
I'm
them
learning.
Because they just helped me. And you know what I said? I was like, no, you know what? I can't do that. My time is just as valuable as those people's time, and they've all been waiting, and I can't do that. And she's like, but they'll help you. And I was like, yeah, that's the difference between you and me, lady. And
true,
I was
but
just
that's
like, well, yeah,
bullshit.
But that person who's is first in line is now second in line because you cut their spot. And I just, you know, but I just also wanted to prove a point because this lady was being like,
right.
She was just
but
like,
it does
so rude.
Bother me that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. It really
I hate
does.
It. I hate it.
I
but
just
there's
read
a man
that
standing
like,
next to, yeah.
In Eastern culture, they have a similar saying, but it's the reverse where it's like something like the nail that sticks out gets hammered. So it's
oh,
like the
yes.
opposite.
Yeah, no, I've heard that.
Yeah.
That's actually the one that I grew up with is like the
that's
what
a good
was,
thing to teach
like,
your kids. Yeah.
Yeah. The nail that sticks out gets hammered down or something
yeah.
like that.
But
yeah.
The truth is not that. The truth is the squeaky
right.
wheel gets the grease for sure.
Yes. Oh,
and it
gosh.
Makes me so mad.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Here's a story for you for, I mean, it's not even a story, it's just a fact, which is the official Instagram account of the Pope liked a picture, let me pull it up for you, of a woman in a little tiny itty-bitty, I guess you'd call it a uniform, school uniform, with her buns hanging out. Sarah, can you see the picture?
Oh, my God. Okay, I can't wait to see. Oh, my God. Oh, he's definitely got an OnlyFans account subscription to someone. Come on.
So this woman.
And he's like, I'm just supporting somebody I'm just supporting the arts. I'm really helping somebody try to pay for med school.
So the verified official Pope account, I think it's called Franciscus, liked this image. If you're on Patreon, you can see it.
Oh, my God.
Thigh-high stockings. What are those things called that hold them
up? I mean, she's garters.
Garters.
She's definitely getting a suspension for that outfit. She's definitely going to have to put on her PE uniform. That skirt is not regulation length.
Now, obviously, I don't think that the Pope runs his own Instagram or anything, but like...
I know what happened.
What?
I don't know. I have a theory.
What? So what is there, it? Right?
The person who runs the Pope's Instagram account has multiple accounts that they run.
Right.
They did not switch off between the Pope's account and their personal account. And he thought, we're going to assume it's a he.
So you think that the Pope's, like, social media manager is just sort of, like, logged in, but also logged into their, like, dog pictures and whatever?
Yeah.
Come on.
That this was a...
They really need to fix that.
Because I've seen there was a politician recently, or I've seen this, like, pop up on Twitter where somebody will like, make a statement and then... log in from another account to like,
yeah, comment on their
comment on their
they
own.
They forgot to log out, right?
Yes, and they forgot to log out, and it's a comment from the same person's account, and it's like, we'll say something like, "This above quote, wow, this person
right.
really
Preach.
Knows what they're talking about."
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, and then somebody also comment, "Forgot to log out of your other account, huh?" And so I think this happens, and it's like, so
this is
I wouldn't put it past
because. I guess I'm naive because I don't think of Instagram as a place where you even see these images. But I guess for a lot of people, that's why they're on Instagram.
I think it's one of those, if you click on a few pictures, your feed changes.
Gotcha.
And that, yeah, I knew when my ex was... like
right,
up to no
good their discovery
because
page
all of a sudden the discovery page was all I was like I know what you've been looking at.
That is interesting. Well, because I don't, maybe I'm being unfair, but I don't think that the Pope is into women usually.
I think you're right. That I think you're right.
I mean, maybe that's just
or asexual or but have you seen that show The Young Pope? Or the new Pope?
No, but the young Pope. Or maybe it's called the new Pope.
Yeah, it's called the new Pope. And then there's a second one that's called like the young.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Is this the Jude Law one?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I get goosebumps just thinking
Why?
About it. Because it's like, it's fascinating.
Yeah. Because then you're forced to see them as like actual human beings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And then you see just like... And I know that that's an exaggerated version of it and everything, but, you know, I had a friend who worked, I still have, she's still my friend, who worked in Washington, D.C. and worked, like, for government agencies. And I was asking her, like, what was that show that was House of Cards? When that was, like, before the scandals and everything. when that was still okay to watch. Well, I guess it's okay now because they got rid of him. Whatever. But I was like, oh my God, this show's good, so good. Have you watched it? And she's like, no, I can't because it hits, it's too close to what really goes on there. And it's like, I can't. And I'm like, shit, they're getting murdered and like,
yeah.
I don't put anything past anybody these days.
Yeah, I agree. And I know that feeling like, you know, when something is what you do every day, it's not a very good escape to then watch something about it.
Right, right.
I guess the Pope needed a little escape.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. But she's got a juicy booty.
Yeah, she's super cute. I mean, he has super good taste cute. If he did like it. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I want to know more about that. Is this, like, thing people are, like, that people called him out on it? Are they going to say something?
Yeah,
do you think it's like, oh,
they're doing an investigation.
An investigation. Oh, yeah. If somebody gets fired, then it's definitely what I said it was.
And I'm sure it was. But, like, who the fuck is running that account? Anyway, okay, moving on.
If they need a job, they can come take over my account because I'm fine with them liking booty pics like that.
Right, thank
you. Put that
you.
In my feed. Thank you.
Your discovery page would really get ramped up.
Yeah, it would. Right now it's all plants and curly hair techniques. That's
curly
it.
Girl images.
And funny therapy memes.
That's funny. Okay, next on my list is I saw in the New York Times that title of the article was something like, what did Europe smell like hundreds of years ago? And apparently scientists are trying to recreate the smells from hundreds of years ago in London. And at first I was like, well, that's an odd thing to do. But then when they were describing how they want to include that sensory experience in museum exhibits, I was so into it.
Oh, that's cool.
Because like, why... When you think about what makes you
unless,
remember
like,
stuff.
This is like pre-plumbing and we're like.
Well, they said some of it is not going to be pleasant.
I thought that might. But then, that might. Well,
I
actually,
like that. You're like the kombucha meme right now. You're like.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, I totally am. Because I thought about it and I'm like, wait, I don't like that because that might create a negative connotation with whatever it is. But then I'm like, no, because it's really just eliciting a response, some sort of like, it's just like an external stimuli that then creates some sort of change, which then you can label as like bad or good. But even that, just that feeling and then paired with art, like you're getting a more.
Yeah, I want a more.
Rich, like. What is it
360
called?
Whatever experience.
Yeah. What is that word?
Sensory.
But there's like another one I'm thinking of. Like all-encompassing or something like
that.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
I want that, even if it's a bad smell, because if I... You think
immersive.
About... Immersive, yes. Because if you think about what goes on at museums, it really would add to it if you kind of like felt like you were there.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine looking at that one. There's a painting. It's like a impressionist painting of streets, like people walking in the streets in probably Paris or London or something like that. And it's like a rainy day and people are in umbrellas. You know what I'm talking about?
No,
could
but
you imagine
I like
that?
It.
Okay. But with the sound of like rain all over the speakers and like a little bit of like
the smell
of the street of like the horses like clopping down the street and their little like
this is
you
what
see
I'm
the carriages.
Saying.
And then you get the smell of, like, what that would be like in the painting. Some fresh rain, some street. I'm getting goosebumps again. Man, I love that idea.
Thank you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I have another funny. Oh, yeah. Well, wait, just to finish this museum thing, because they were saying that, like, back in the day when they had the Great Plague, they didn't really understand contagion and how things were transmitted to each other. Mm-hmm. And they associated really bad smells with infection. So that's how they
that
thought you
sense.
Got sick. So they would burn, what was it? It was rosemary and hot tar to like get a better or whatever smell that they thought would kill the disease. And so many
probably
people were doing
smell,
that.
It seems like a,
an overwhelming smell, I guess.
Yes, overwhelming. Yeah.
And they would do it so that they would solve the plague problem. But then that smell became associated with the plague for people. It was like synonymous, which is what happens. And so they're thinking of including those smells in the museum exhibits about the plague. And they're working with like perfumers and chemists.
I love it.
I love it too.
I really love it.
I think it's cool.
Because you can really get... Do you remember when we talked about why we like the smell of rain and how it was like stuff released, these like molecules that were released from the dirt and from like all this stuff.
Yeah.
And when we find out, like, we're just now learning, like, what is this? Like, what are these smells? So if you can, if you work with, say, a geologist who's like, well, what was the dirt and rocks around there that time? Then you can say, well, this is what that would smell like if it were to rain on these guys. Like, I love that stuff. It's, I like anything that takes, that combines a bunch of different fields too. That art overlaps with science, which overlaps with nature, which like everything is connected. And I just love that.
Me too. I also read a separate article about a book that's coming out about smells. And it was saying like how the reason that food smells when you cook it, like if you just have a bulb of garlic on your counter, it doesn't smell, but when you cook it, it smells. They were saying that it, the heat breaks up the molecule and makes it so that it can be airborne. And it was saying like that a lot of times we might not notice it, but like a stinky cheese can smell like vomit, but we're not grossed out by it.
Yeah.
Because the context is different. But they were saying that's the reason that they smell the same is they both have the same acid, which makes it delicious, but also makes it like smell like puke.
Yes.
But like
I
you
love
said,
those stinky cheeses.
Yeah. Cause
give me all of them.
And we associate like water on the sidewalk. Like you said, when after it rains, it's a very distinct smell.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're just starting to get to the bottom of all this stuff.
For sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Next up on my list.
I mean, didn't we just learn that tigers love Chanel number 5 too? That was like,
was it Chanel number 5?
Oh no. Calvin Klein. Oh. Calvin Klein, Allure or something like that.
Allure.
It was a Calvin Klein scent.
What's the reason, though? I can't remember.
There, it was some sort of pheromone of like some animal, like a.
Oh,
I don't know,
it's
something
like a mating
in there.
Thing.
Yes,
got
yes.
It.
And they were using that because they in India they were trying to attract a tiger that had like come into the village, and they were trying to get the tiger out, and they were
and that's what
luring
was,
it
right
with
I remember
Calvin
that.
Klein
yeah.
perfume. Yep.
Okay,
oh,
we
man.
Got an
good
email
times.
From a brainiac who it was an article about the toys that were inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame this year.
Oh, cool!
Which is super cute.
Yes.
Some of the ones that they inducted were Sidewalk Chalk, which is adorable.
Oh, it's about time.
Jenga. Made the cut this year.
Yes.
And then I'm going to put up this picture. This was a doll that I had never heard of and apparently is very important to people. It's called Baby Nancy. Can you see her?
Yes.
This little black baby.
Yes.
And,
hi, Baby Nancy.
She.
I feel like I've heard of Baby Nancy but never seen her.
I have never heard of her, but I'm glad you have because I feel like angry that I never knew there was this important doll for people of color.
Yeah.
Baby Nancy is her name. And I just think she's adorable and I'm happy for her. But I was surprised by the ones that didn't make the cut this year.
Oh.
You know, they can maybe next year. It's just like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, I didn't make a cut for the Hall of Fame. And I did. You and I were both up for it, right?
Oh,
for the
challenge?
Challenge thing?
I don't even
didn't
know.
Didn't we miss that? I feel like we got
we
passed
didn't make
up for
the cut.
Too. We didn't make the cut. Or you're already in it.
I am not in it.
Something. Okay, then we both didn't make the cut this year.
You didn't?
So, no.
Who did?
Paula, I think, I think Paula. Yeah.
Like, you could have said anyone and I'd be mad. I'm like,
what? It wasn't you? Yeah, you're
right.
So sweet. And I think when that was posted, I was like, well, my vote's for Paula.
So, well, okay.
Yeah. It's like, obviously.
Well, the ones that didn't make it included Light Bright, which
what?
Is deserving.
Excuse me, a classic. I'll take that over Sidewalk Chalk. Actually, over Jenga.
Right.
Light Bright, Light Bright.
Turn on the magical color lights.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. And My Little Pony didn't make it.
Well, we're going to blame the bronies.
You feel like they sabotaged it? Probably.
Yeah. They gave it, they
tainted the brand.
Yes. They're like, we need some time before that comes. We need it to not be like, could you imagine at the induction, the ceremony, it's just a hall full of bronies who are like there to celebrate. Or what if they're like protesting? They're like, we demand a recount.
It's not a toy. It's real.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Moving on. Let's see what's next on my list.
Mm-hmm. Man, I still can't get over that Pope and that picture of that butt.
I mean.
I know.
Good for her, though.
Yeah.
We all.
It's really funny when I see the split screen of them together. When it's the Pope and that image.
And her butt.
And he's like, you know that funny picture of like the Pope holding his phone up that everybody's turned into a meme? Like, that's yes. What I imagine. Or he's like looking at it. And it's
I mean,
just
to be fair, he is a very progressive Pope. As far as popes right. go, so maybe he's just sex positive.
Yeah,
I don't
he's
think
like,
so.
Like girl power. Yeah,
girl boss.
Yeah, body confidence. Body positivity.
Yes, queen. What if he wrote that underneath?
Well, I would love that.
Okay, next up, this was sent to us by a brainiac named Lauren. That apparently beaver butts.
What
create a secretion that is included in many of your favorite desserts.
Wow.
Beaver butts.
Give me all the beaver butts.
Well, you know how, like, on your dog, at least on my...
Everybody loves beaver. Come on.
Right. I love eating beaver.
The jokes
beaver.
Write themselves.
You know how you, love? You know, dogs have anal glands?
As we learned, yes.
Yes.
And so do ducks, apparently.
Well, they, like, so when I had a bulldog, we would always have to take him to the vet.
I have to take Bo. She gets stinky. She smells.
It smells like fish.
Yes.
Right? Like really dirty butt fish.
Oh, God.
And apparently beavers have the same glands, but they smell like vanilla.
Wow. It is cheaper to milk the butt gland of a beaver and use that to flavor your ice cream than those actual Madagascar vanilla beans. That shit is pricey.
I mean, it's true. So
I can't believe that we're substituting that with beaver
and
juice.
I don't really understand how this business model works because, like you said, okay, Madagascar vanilla can be pricey, but in order to get this secretion, which they say is the consistency of molasses, you're welcome. And they use the term they have to milk the anal glands.
I knew, yeah, of course, because what.
It's so that, they have to anesthetize like, these beavers. I was going to say beaver butts, but it's the whole beaver. And in order to even get it.
Every time you say beaver, it's funny.
So how could this even really be? I feel like it's not real.
I have so many questions. Do they have a beaver farm where they're like all the beavers line up?
Beaver farm.
and they're just like, you know, taking turns.
Right, like a cow when you milk a cow.
Is it like they're out in the wild and they just like, come here, little beaver, and grab them and like
beaver
do them,
and, milk
and
it?
Like they come upon a beaver? Like, what is the process? Because
good
if this
question.
Is something that's used frequently, you would imagine there's like a beaver farm.
But that's the thing I'm calling
do
bullshit.
Do they use real sticks? Do they use real wood? Do they have dams out there? Or are we like
dams?
Do they
I
make
just
fake
don't
dams?
Believe that this is as prevalent as the article would like us to believe. I think it's just maybe for foodies, like true foodies who like to try a different thing, maybe it's one of those deals where it's like
that coffee that the cat thing, whatever, eats and then shits out, and then they turn that into the coffee bean, and like people pay a bajillion dollars for it.
I don't know about that, but yes, I think.
How do you not know about that?
I don't even know what you're saying, really.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! No, no, no! This is like a legit, real thing. There is a coffee from somewhere in South America. Coffee made from poop. I'm not kidding. It's okay. Kopi Luwak is made from coffee beans plucked from civet's feces. So the feces of a civet. It's the world's most
what
expensive
coffee.
What the
fuck coffee. Is a civet?
It's a kind of I'll just show you right here. Can you see that? Let's see. It's like a it looks weird. It looks like oh nope, can't see that. It looks like a possum sort
oh,
of.
Oh, okay.
Like a possum and a rat and a cat all in and a monkey.
All in one.
All in one. And that is it. And it's made out of poop. So, yeah, for those foodie people,
yeah.
I bet.
I don't think this is just like in Oreos or something. I think it's just for like some sort of specialty nonsense.
Okay. Yeah, because I need to know. But then there, you know, there's like crushed up beetles and lipstick and like all. And that really works. And that's like when I was in Peru, there was this little shopping center we went to where these women were like showing me like, oh, look, I just take this beetle and boop, boop, boop. And then she like rubbed it on my lips. They were beautiful and red for like the whole day. Like,
I mean, that seems more reasonable though, because you're not saying
rub
like,
those
and
bugs
it's
on my lips.
Delicious.
Right.
It gets worse when you're trying to tell me it's for the flavor. Beaver
okay.
Butt.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. That is it. It's beaver.
And how
butt
do we
juice.
Even know it's safe to consume?
Thank you. I was going to say, do we need to milk the anal glands of every animal to see what else they smell like?
How
I mean,
is that
don't.
Safe, but like certain berries will like kill you? Come
For
on.
Real. Come on.
I'm not buying it.
No, I don't buy that either. I mean, maybe.
This is not like a big story. I just was struck by
who was the first person to milk a beaver's anus? I'm never going to get over that.
Right. Okay, like, how anyways. Did we, so to speak, get
the
to the bottom
person.
Of that? Okay.
Okay. Okay. The bottom of this tail.
So
beaver tail. That's
this,
beaver tail.
This next thing, I don't know the whole story, but I was fascinated by the headline, which was Henry VIII may have had traumatic brain injury, and like CTE, basically. And that's why he was a crazy wife-murdering tyrant.
Wives.
And I was intrigued because I guess we think of CTE associated with sports, football specifically, and think of it like kind of new, but it's not a new disease.
It's not new. If you've been falling off horses and in battle or whatever.
Yeah, they said it was a jousting accident.
I would imagine it would be something like that.
And then it's like,
wow.
I bet you a lot of people became, you know, wife killers and stuff or husband killers because of CTE.
Wow.
And I never thought about it.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I'm like debating myself because I was like, I don't like how we're always looking for ways to like exculpate like these husbands who are shitty. Like, oh, he had CTE, so that's why.
I don't know if I complained about this on here or to you that I'm over the storyline of how every movie is doing. I feel like every horror movie I watch, the backstory for every single bad guy is that they, or murderer, is that they were a victim of child sexual abuse.
Oh.
And I'm like, it feels, and it's like a new thing.
Who's
that
an
I'm
example
seeing.
Of that?
there were so many that I've seen recently. I watched The Haunting of Bly Manor. That was in there.
Is this fictional stories?
Yeah, fictional stories. Yes.
Oh.
Fictional stories where they create the story, and it's almost like with the popularity of like murder, you know, all those like true crime stories, all of us have this dying like need to know why. Why did they do this? What explains this? And it feels like people have latched on to like that explanation. So it's being used in all of these horror films is like, how did he get like this? Well, let's show back like clips from his childhood. And it's just like, stop doing that.
Isn't it weird though how they have data?
Because some people don't end up like that, a murderer. So
yeah,
that's the part where I'm like, this is really not good for people who have experienced that, because we don't all end up becoming murderers. Thank you.
Well, I said to my husband the other day, because I was reading about how oftentimes with violent, serial killers in particular, they attribute some of it to like domineering mom. And I said to Adam, like, aren't you glad you didn't become a serial killer? But do you think there's anything to that, or that we just, like,
I don't know. Because
they claim it's one of the things that you can look for.
I think it's just like in that Malcolm Gladwell book we read, Talking to Strangers.
Yeah.
What is it called? Coupling. It's the coupling of multiple things.
Right.
So it's not just one of those things standalone. It's multiple factors that.
I wonder why it's mothers in particular, not fathers. Like, why would that be more?
We're supposed to be the nurturers, and that part falls on.
Yeah.
You know, the woman's shoulders.
Well,
but I did watch this thing recently that said that is just we already knew this, a social construct,
yeah.
Because if you have two men that have just had a baby, whoever is in the more caretaker role with the baby more frequently will have higher levels of those same oxytocin, all the same drugs that like women get as being that. You see the same increase in those drugs.
Oh, so the causation is the other way.
It's like we've seen a rise, and you can see those same hormones in men.
So you think that it's the caring for the child that increases that in the woman, not the...
Or at least according to this article.
That's interesting.
I'll find that somewhere. I'm going to put it in my notes.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I got another article from a Brainiac about how one company has used the 3D printing to make a 3D vagina that doctors... students in medical school.
At first I was mad, but then as you said, it's for learning.
Yeah, and patients can like really understand their vagina. And I think this is so great.
Yes.
Because I still don't think I understand it.
Why did it... We don't have that.
Let me pull up the pictures.
They don't even have that.
Check out the picture of them.
Hey, that looks just like mine.
I love that they are also doing two skin tones, at least in this picture.
Me too.
A darker vagina and a lighter vagina.
But also the coloring not so perfect on that.
Why? Because it's like too brown?
Not the...
I mean the light colored one.
Brown one, but it just feels like there's a variation. Like, a vagina isn't just one color. That, I mean, listen, baby steps. I'm happy. I'm happy that we're you know,
maybe,
getting,
like, do you think the 3D printer has limitations on how the coloration?
Oh, probably. Okay. Probably. Yes. It's probably like you got to choose one color and then somebody should go in and like paint it to like.
Yeah. Because like there's usually some pink or red or like dark and light.
Yeah.
Tonage.
Yeah. Because if I looked at just that, I'd be like, what's wrong with mine?
Well, mine looks angry. I also think it's like too smooth. Like there's no.
Oh, it is too smooth. It is too smooth. There are, because come on, there's like.
Right, there's
action. Some lines and wrinkles, and there's stuff going on.
Well, so this is like step one,
and like yeah,
but I'm all for it because
I'm super for it. I think it's great.
Vaginas are complicated.
Somebody in the back is like, "Excuse me, where's the G spot? Is that on there?"
One question. Yeah, so that might be helpful. So hopefully, doctors will get their act together because I feel like they have neglected.
Yes.
Our special bits.
For sure. Yeah. I heard once, I watched this documentary called The Business of Being Born. It's fantastic.
I saw
if you
that.
Seen
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
That in a OBGYN's medical training and everything, their entire residency, whatever, they don't ever witness a live birth, a natural birth, without medical complications. Because it's not considered
without complications,
right?
Like just a normal.
They don't see a normal vaginal birth. Just like that's not part of the curriculum to ever see that. So unless they sought out that on their own or like experienced that, they would never. The only experience they would have with birth would be cesarean, or this, or and this is according to. The documentary, which came out, I want to say, in like 1994. So if that has changed and they are now educated, if we have an OBGYN out there listening who's like, no, I saw live birth and that was part of my, please let me know. But man.
So they tend to focus on like, here's what you do when things go wrong.
Yes.
Right.
The plan for what goes wrong. But like, here's what a natural delivery looks like in.
Yeah, we have a lot of work to do.
So much work to do. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that we were strapping women down, giving them Twilight amnesia and X-raying their bellies.
I know. That's what my mom had. And
I know. When you tell me that, I can't even believe it.
She called it a saddle block.
Oh!
Isn't that the worst name you ever heard?
Yeah.
You're
just
like cringing.
All feels like I am. My vagina
right?
hurts. It's.
Why are we calling it a saddle? Stop it.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, next up. Ugh, this is like all, so far, I think every story except for the Pope was brought to you by Brainiac. So Brainiac, keep up the good work. You send such fun
yes.
things.
Oh my God, I just burped. Excuse me.
This one is about how when your brain is developing a memory, that it basically does the same thing that your camera or your phone does and includes like metadata on it. And so you know when it happened, like they call it a time cell. So your brain is literally putting a time stamp.
Oh my God, a time stamp. Oh my gosh. It is cool.
Cause they did this study on people that had a damaged hippocampus and they remembered everything fine, but they couldn't tell you the order that something happened, even if it just happened like 30 minutes ago.
Yes.
And that's a special skill that if you don't have a damaged hippocampus, you should be able to do, which is like they just figured this out.
I love we're putting all of this information together now. And now we know that during trauma, the hippocampus
stops functioning properly. So when we have somebody who is experienced sexual assault, you saw this in the Kavanaugh trials.
Yes.
Where they were like, okay, then what happened? Then what happened? The part of your brain that is responsible for putting things in chronological order does not work. Because that is not part of your, that is it. You are in survival mode where it doesn't need that. All you need to be doing is assessing the environment for dangers and then escaping, whether that's through fight, flight, or freeze. And in that fight, flight, or freeze place, your hippocampus is severely impacted because of the amount, the hormones that are running through your body that are created in that fight or flight.
Well, and it's so... such a problem because witness testimony,
yes,
you know, often discredits victims, yes, because maybe they can't remember details that, yes, someone who wasn't there would think was so memorable.
It's the peripheral details versus the peripheral and whatever that other word is.
Remember?
But you have to ask specific questions. They won't remember what time it happened, but... what was the color of the bed sheets? They were blue, 100%. I know they were blue. What time did this happen? I have no idea.
Right, or even what date, and sometimes what year.
Right.
Right.
Oh, it's so awful.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Central details. Central details are peripheral details.
Remember how Christine Blasey Ford, is that, I hope I'm saying that right, said, like, I don't remember that. And then they said something like, what do you remember? And she said... the sound of the laughter is like embedded in
her. Yes.
And she's like a psychologist, so she knew the right words to say about what it's done to her brain. But like,
yeah,
anybody that's a victim knows exactly what she means. Mm-hmm. Like, you might not remember what month it happened, but you remember the sound of their laughter, the uproarious laughter, you know?
Yep. I can remember the ways that things were arranged on the nightstand.
Right.
In places that bad things happened.
Right. And that's, I wish that we could change the way we prosecute this stuff and how to do it in a way that doesn't have this happen.
Yeah.
But wow, I didn't put that together with the hippocampus damage and then like the trauma as well.
Yeah.
That would suck though if you did have that, injury, and then you knew something happened, but you had no clue, like, what
when
was,
it was.
Yeah, what order.
No context.
It occurred.
No, like, wow.
Anyway.
Yeah, no timeline. That's fascinating.
I'm glad they're making headway in figuring all this out, but it's like...
yeah.
Like, everything we learn, then there's like, but there's so much more.
So much more. And it's just this piecing together of all this. That's why I was saying I love when different fields come together. And so you take... you know, the psychology with like the criminal or law and legal stuff and all that. You have to combine all these things, and that's how we can have a, I don't know, more informed and I mean, we got to work with the information we have. What does the data say? What do you, now we have to pull it all together.
Right. Okay. Let me think.
Good stories, Suze.
All right. What about how apparently this, you know how like as you get older, you sort of like narrow your friend group down?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when you're in high school, you might have like dozens of friends and all this stuff. And they were saying that they did a study about it because it's sort of a true thing that people tend to like narrow down their friend group as they age. And they found that chimps do it too. Chimpanzees. And they...
yeah.
Call it socio-emotional selectivity theory, and they
believe... that sounds really fancy.
It does, but really it's like, this person's toxic, I'm weeding them out.
Yes.
Which is what everyone says they on New Year's Eve.
Oh my gosh, like, I'm going to use that with my clients because I'm going to say, look, chimpanzees can have boundaries. You can also have boundaries.
When they say that it...
do you have the same abilities as a chimpanzee? Yes, maybe not in arm strength, but in emotional cognition. You could definitely set some boundaries.
Yes. They were saying that it comes with age because the awareness of your own mortality
uh-huh.
and the fact that you're going to die, you start to realize that bad friends aren't worth your time. Your time becomes more valuable. And chimps do it too. They did it with male chimps because female chimps tend to stay just like with their family and stuff. But the men go out and like the moose lodge or whatever the fuck they do. And they, as they age, they start to be like, this guy's an asshole. I'm not going to hang out with him anymore. So chimps do it too.
I love that. Yeah, we all should. And people need to not feel bad about those things.
I do feel bad though. Like,
why?
Because I always talk about, you know how when you do know someone who's toxic and they're constantly complaining about everyone and this person was rude and this person did this and you think, you know that saying where they say, if you meet an asshole in the morning, you've met an asshole. If you meet assholes all day, you're the asshole.
Ah.
And so if someone's like constantly complaining about people, I start to think like, is it everyone else or is it them?
Or is it just you?
Right. Yeah. So like when I start weeding out people, cause I'm like, I don't like what they're bringing to the table. I'm like, wait, maybe I'm the asshole.
No, you're not. Cause even as I'm here sitting here and you say that, I'm like, wait a second, am I the asshole? I'm like, no.
Right.
Because we're both here to say, no, you are not. That's it. And it's because don't you feel like any people that I mean like not the friends that moved away and you don't talk to that often, but they're still your wonderful friends and you would catch up. That's totally different.
Yeah.
I mean the friends where you're like, no, I'm not going to keep doing this. I'm not going, this person has different morals or whatever. And I'm done. Don't you feel like it goes both ways? Like, it's not like one person's like, oh my gosh, what? Like,
well, that's true.
So it seems a little, I don't even know the point I was trying to make with this, but it feels a little different.
I liked where you were going because you were defending me and saying I wasn't an asshole.
Yeah.
So we'll just go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're definitely not an ass. That's definitely not. Yeah.
But like if
this
you're
was
aging,
a well thought out idea.
If you're aging and you're sort of thinking like, I have fewer friends now, but they're quality friends. Then feel good about that because that's a natural
thing.
That's
what I'm saying. You don't need to feel guilty. Like you don't need to feel bad about that because you have to ask yourself, is the other person feeling bad right now?
Right.
And so are you choosing to feel sad rather than them being like, you're like taking, like you're feeling for them.
Yeah. Just feel better about the lightened load.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're like, oh, well, I feel bad that I cut them out and they might be sad. Well, the phone goes both ways.
Yeah.
And
there's no evidence that they're sad.
There's no evidence that they're sad. Yeah. That's it. So you're holding on to that sadness and that emotion. That's unnecessary guilt because that person.
Right. It's one-sided.
Well, this is like going to get therapist-y, but your desire to kind of control that person's emotion is where that comes from. Of like, I feel guilty because I think that they're going to think this way. I think, and I don't want them to think that way. So I feel guilty about it. But the truth is they can think however the heck they want. And we are not in control about that. So therefore you don't need to feel guilty because if you did what was true to you, if you did what was good to you and true in your heart and what you need to do, they are responsible for their own feelings. I say this with my clients too, that people feel guilty about things they shouldn't feel guilty about all the time. And you know, it's been with the holidays,
especially
about boundaries
women.
Has been something. Yes. Especially women.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, if you have a child that's like, I want ice cream for dinner. And you're like, nope, I'm sorry. We're having dinner for dinner. And that child throws a temper tantrum or throws a fit and is crying on the floor. Are you the bad parent because that child is now upset and you should give them ice cream because like that child's upset and we don't want them to feel bad.
Right.
No, this is the right thing to do. And unfortunately they just have to deal with that emotion and then they'll learn that, ugh, it's not that like.
Yeah. So consider this a reminder, everyone.
Yes.
That if you get rid of someone who isn't maybe serving you in terms of like your emotional well-being,
which is healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
So it all relates. Yes, totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't feel bad. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like telling myself too.
Yes.
You know, like don't feel bad. And different seasons. Like it doesn't mean that your history is voided. If you had good times, those are great. You can carry those with you. But don't feel bad about getting rid of duds.
Right. Yeah, and we need to like look at the things. Oh, this person taught me how to, I don't know, do a perfect French braid.
Yes,
I'll take that
Thank
and I'll
you.
Appreciate them. But also, they
suck.
Are an All Lives Matter type that oh I'll never God. Hang out with again.
All Lives Matter.
That is a real story
I
for
feel,
me.
Right, I so. Feel like I know who we're talking about right now.
Well, you do. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like the things that they gave to you and you gave mm-hmm. to them still are valid, mm-hmm. but that season mm-hmm. is over and that's okay.
Yes. And as we evolve and as we grow, things grow at different speeds, you know? All plants, because I always relate everything to plants in that amazing book, Lab Girl, that we read. But it's like they can be the same exact seed sitting in the same exact planter with getting the same exact sunlight and the same exact water. And one will sprout up and the other one will be, oh, a little bit behind. That's okay.
That's
you
okay.
don't say one is a better plant, one is a worse plant, because they're just growing at different speeds.
Yeah.
And different. And when that seed was ready, it was ready. So sometimes it takes people a little bit longer. Sometimes we're the seed, sometimes we're the flower.
Let's wind it down, Sarah.
Yeah, that's a good spot. What a fun episode, Suze.
What a fun
we
episode.
We had pictures.
Porn.
I really liked getting to watch you on this episode. So that was really fun for me.
Yes. If you guys want to watch it, you can go to patreon.com/braincandy. I'm going to try to do these more often because I think they're fun.
I love it. Yes.
We learned why.
We have so much good stuff on
vomit
there.
Vomit smells like cheese.
Yes, we learned that people might be milking beavers' anuses, but probably not
but
as
not
much
too
as
much.
We think. But maybe not that much.
We learned that Henry VIII might have had an O.J. Simpson situation cooking,
mm-hmm.
which explains
and
a lot.
And there are a lot of toys that we felt like got
right.
snubbed.
Is you can still turn on the magic of colored light, though.
Yep, but we are excited about Little Nancy and Jenga and Sidewalk Chalk.
And 3D vaginas.
And 3D vaginas.
And we hope that you'll subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.
Yes, please do. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you know that everyone has an aura? Do you know what color your aura is? Maybe you have a fiery red personality or a quiet and calm blue or green. You could be an organized and methodical yellow or an explosive purple. Come join me, Mystic Michaela, on my podcast, Know Your Aura, to find out all about how your personality can be explained in colors.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.